Chapter 7, The Prayer of Intercession. The Holy Spirit has an intercessory ministry which He carries out through believers. But there is also the intercessory ministry of the believer, which is quite different from the former. The Holy Spirit does carry out His intercessory ministry through you. The Lord may tell you to pray for someone or minister to someone by the leading of His Spirit. Sometimes, you may just be praying about personal issues and the Spirit of God suddenly begins to work within you, prompting you to intercede for an individual you never even planned to pray for. However, you don't always have to wait for that prompting before you pray for others. As a child of God, you have a responsibility to intercede for others. You can decide by yourself to pray for someone without the Holy Spirit necessarily prompting you to do so. When you intercede for others this way and in accordance with the Word, it will be heard by God in just the same way as though the Holy Spirit inspired the words you spoke. It would just be as though the Holy Spirit Himself carried out that particular ministry. Through the prayer of intercession, God bestows on us opportunity, ability, and inspiration to make great impacts in our world. He has set us on the earth in these extraordinary times for the purpose of changing lives. If thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall there enlargement and deliverance arise from another place. And who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this? Esther chapter 4, verse 14. Recognize that it's your priestly responsibility to intercede for others, and is always a blessing to function in that office. Through prayer, we hold sway over satanic forces that seek to influence governments and nations for evil. Circumstances move in favor of God's plans and purposes for His people as they did for Deborah and Barak of old. They fought from heaven. The stars in their courses fought on their behalf against their adversaries. Rules for intercessory prayer. Number 1. You don't intercede for yourself, because intercession is always for others. Number 2. You can continue to pray about the same thing over and over again until the change comes. In the prayer of intercession, your objective is to prevail on someone else to align with God's will. You are concentrating the influence of God's power towards others for their good, and that requires some persistence in prayer. That means you must be willing to continue in prayer for as long as required until you get that note of victory in your spirit and are certain that you have what you ask for. You don't stop praying. Intercessions, a divine responsibility. You have a personal ministry as a child of God to intercede for others. So many things can be changed if only you'd prayed about them. There are 3 important points I want you to know about prayer, especially as it relates to intercessions. Number 1, prayer is a privilege. It's a great way of maintaining a relationship with the Lord. Number 2, prayer is also a command and a divine responsibility given us by God. Paul expressed this in his letter to Timothy. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. And number 3, prayer is a discipline. This is why you must pray even when you don't feel like it. The prayer of intercession isn't meant for unbelievers only, but also for fellow believers. This much Samuel communicated to the Israelites when he said, "Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way." 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 23. John also admonishes us to do the same. If any man see his brother sin a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask, and he shall give him life for them that sin not unto death. 1 John chapter 5, verse 16. Laboring in prayer. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, saluteth you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that ye may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. Colossians chapter 4, verse 12. Epaphras labored fervently in prayer for the Colossian Christians. This is intercession. And it doesn't suggest an easy prayer with casual expressions like, "Father, I pray for Johnny. Bless him and answer his prayers. Give him whatever he wants from you." Paul, by the unction of the Spirit, talked about agonizing in prayer. It's a struggle that's similar to fighting, but not a fight with demons. It's a fight against the dictates of your flesh. Hence, Paul lets us know there's labor in this kind of prayer. It may not be enjoyable, but you discipline yourself to do it. Some people think they ought to pray only when they're in the mood to pray, or when they feel the Holy Spirit is prompting them to do so. But the same persons go to work every day of the week, even when they sometimes don't feel like going. They've simply disciplined themselves to do what's right as far as their job is concerned. This is what prayer, especially intercessory prayer, should be for the Christian. It's your life's work, and you must do it even when it's not exciting. Since you've got a goal and want to prevail on circumstances to change, you must maintain discipline in prayer. At the beginning, it may not be very interesting, but you have to put all you've got into it. Stir up yourself and respond to God from your spirit. When you do this consistently, it'll become a part of you. Don't become callous. You may have used the Word of God successfully in many areas of your life, but there are people who are yet to walk in the reality of God's blessing, and God wants you to be of help to them. This is why you need to intercede. There are many people who are hurting, and if you can't be touched by their suffering, you can't be moved to pray for them. Some Christians have become quite callous. The sinner's condition doesn't move them. The plights of the poor, the sick, and the downtrodden don't touch them. They say, well, it's because they wouldn't receive God's word. They become so cold-hearted that it's rare for the Holy Spirit to move them to pray for such people. Yet, the Bible says of the Lord Jesus that he was touched with the feeling of our infirmities. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15. Prayer, sometimes, is the response to the impression of the Spirit in our hearts, or the impression the circumstances of others makes on our hearts, which compels us to want to cause a change. I remember the testimony of a young girl who had been retarded and imprisoned by juvenile arthritis. She could only move in a wheelchair and was kept in bed most of the time. The only thing she could move freely was her neck, as this evil disease had stiffened her body. She was taken to a healing service, and while in that meeting, she wept and called on the Lord to heal her. Some others saw her and began to pray for her too. As they interceded for her, she told the lady beside her she wanted to get up. Though her hands and legs felt very heavy and painful, she managed to stand up with help from those around her. They encouraged her to move her arms and legs, and inspired by their faith, she took her first few gingerly steps. The congregation was very excited, and they kept on praying for her and encouraging her. Her faith was strengthened, and she took firmer steps. Before long, she was running around the room. Those people weren't moved by the pity but the compassion of Jesus, and they interceded for her. There's so much we can do and change if we learn to intercede for others. Develop the intercessor in you. You can train yourself to become an effective intercessor, and to do that, you're going to train yourself to spend time in prayer. As a student in high school, I couldn't run very fast. Since sprinting was out of the question for me, I began to think of something else I could participate in during our annual sports day. Then I figured that since there are people who can run very fast but not for long, there are also be those who may not be able to run very fast but can run for a long period. I concluded that I fell in that second category and started training for long distance running with a friend. We chose to try the 800-meter race, and very early every morning, we did several laps around the school field. Though I eventually didn't run in any competitive race, I practiced. It was tough going at first, and I felt like quitting after the first lap. But I discovered it got easier each morning we trained. After some weeks of consistent practice, not only was I able to complete the laps, I was also able to maintain my speed and even go faster. I learned a powerful principle from this. Anything you practice consistently long enough will get into your system and become a part of you. I also discovered I could break myself spiritually and discipline myself to pray using this principle. I will set the alarm on my clock to wake me up at a certain time during the night, and then I spend some time praying for different people and events. The more I did this, the easier it became, until I didn't need an alarm clock to wake me up anymore. It just became natural for me to get up at that time to pray. At the beginning, it was hard, but I knew I didn't need anybody to do it for me. It was my responsibility to train myself to pray. This is what you must do also. Remember, the rule in intercession is that you're persistent and continue in prayer for as long as necessary. You don't stop praying until you have a note of victory in your spirit. When you do, you'll find yourself singing or laughing in the spirit. This laughter comes from your spirit. As David said, your heart begins to indict a good matter. Psalm chapter 45, verse 1. You bubble over with joy and laughter from your spirit. That's when you know your ministry of intercession has been fulfilled for that matter.